Friends, today we observe the All Souls Day. Yesterday we observed All Saints Day, and today is the church tradition that we observe All Souls Day. Now, when we look at the historical background for this All Souls Day, we can find that in some of the European countries, there are catacombs. You might have visited catacombs. And in those days, the intercessions or the long prayers for the departed, faithful departed, were held in these catacombs. Catacombs are places where the dead people are kept with the hope of the resurrection, and the Christians pray for them. Thank God for their life and pray for them. And then they believe that Jesus will raise them on the last day. So this is the custom of intercessions for the faithful departed, very especially this custom in the church, or the tradition in the church, was established by Saint Odilo of Cluny. Saint Odilo of Cluny in 1048. And after that, this tradition of praying for the faithful departed was spread throughout France. And after some times, this was spread in the monasteries in the entire Europe. And finally, Rome accepted this tradition of praying for the faithful departed in the 14th century. So there was this custom further expanded. The people or the Christians started praying for the faithful departed throughout this month of November. And that is why we have lots of people coming into church, meeting in the cemeteries, and they have long list of names of all the faithful departed, and they say their names and pray to God for their souls. And also during this month, people used to give alms for the needy people, so that they believe that that is the faith that they have in the Lord is practiced through this almsgiving. So in this service today, we need to give thanks to God for all our beloved faithful departed. We thank God for their life. We thank God for their love that they shared with us when they were here in this world with us. And also, secondly, we need to follow their footsteps. Maybe your father or mother or one of the family members, they have set before us a good example of life. So we have to thank God and follow those good examples and footsteps in our life. We also need to think and remember, my dear friends, that there are two things take place in our life without our intention. These two things take place without our approval and also without our decision. Those two things are our birth and our death. For birth and our death, we don't have any control. Those two things are beyond our control, our birth and our death. When we heard about a birth, we are happy, joyful, we accept and we celebrate. But when we hear about death, we are sad, we are painful, unable to accept, difficult to accept, and therefore we mourn. But between birth and death, between birth and death, all things are in our control. This is something very important and serious that we need to realize and understand. Between birth and death, everything is in our control. Our decision, we can make our own decision, we can give our own approval, we can have our own desires, we can have our own systems. So, between birth and death, everything is in our hands, in our control. If everything goes well and right, yes, we like to live. But if everything goes unwell or not in the right form, then we might want to die. It's very important. Everything goes well, we like to live. But if everything is not right, then we want to die. We don't want to live. But my dear friends, I'm going to tell you something very important here, that Christianity teaches us not as how to be born or die, but how to live. That's very important. Christianity teaches us not as how to be born or die, but how to live in this world. How to live. A life that is pleasing to God, a life that is useful for others, a life that is full of accountability, a life that is full of integrity, a life of sharing, a life of witness, and a life of holiness. So, Christianity teaches us how to live in this world. Therefore, my dear friends, do not worry about the things that are beyond our control, that is our birth and death. But we have to be careful and we have to be very concerned about the things that are in our control, in our hands. That is the life between birth and death. That's very important. So this is what we need to be very careful of when we live in this world. So here, faith plays a very important role. Faith is very important for us to understand the birth, to understand the death, and also understand and live the life that is between birth and death. The Word of God is the source of our strength. The Word of God is the source of comfort. The Word of God is a guide for us to live that life in this world. In today's epistle, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4, very clearly says that we are inheritors of life, which is never perish, spoil, or fade. And again in Psalm 90, verse 1, says, God is our refuge, in Him we find our eternal hope. God is our refuge, in Him we find our eternal hope. Therefore, my dear friends, God has given us a beautiful life, human body, soul, and mind for us to live in this world. So let us live this life very seriously, taking into consideration of how the Word of God is guiding us. Let us listen to God. Let us speak to God. Let us seek His advice and guidance, because He is our great counselor. He will guide us the path that we need to take in our life.